All right, today is hashtag first 60 days, and we're going to talk about how PMP got started. So I was thinking about, what do you need to know about all this? Because there's the story of just, you know, me sitting on a couch and coming up with an idea, but I really think you need to know what all led up to it. So I was thinking about when I was a kid, and my very first diary, the very first entry, I still have it. I bought this damn diary at the Hallmark store in Crescent Plaza Shopping Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And I remember writing in it. And on that day, I wrote my weight and how much I hated being overweight. And that was at 9 years old. For years and years and years, I wrote about how bad I wanted to lose weight, how bad I just wanted to be thin, that I hoped that one day that I would marry the man of my dreams. And, you know, I had always envisioned that there would be a day that shit would happen. Well, I eventually met Chris, still hadn't lost my weight, had a baby, still hadn't lost my weight. And then finally I did. And I was tucking my shirt in one day and I looked at Chris and I said, every woman should get to feel this amazing. I knew what it was like to suffer so bad being overweight. I had had all of my life spent wanting that, and I finally had it. And it was like I knew in that moment that I was going to help other women do the same. And I didn't know how, just like I didn't know how I was going to lose my weight. I had no fucking clue. So I looked at him and I said, I think I'm going to get me a personal training certificate. I'm going to Gold's Gym and I'm going to become a personal trainer. And this is what I'm going to do, because I had figured out how to eat better. I'd figured out how to become an exerciser after never exercising a day in my life or playing sports. And I thought, well, surely that's the way. So I bought the ACE certification book and I studied my ass off. And I went to, I think it was like an Office Depot, and you had to go and you had to take like a real test on a computer with no book. Now everybody gets to take it with a book. And I passed. It was one of the happiest days of my life. And I went home and I chickened out on going to the gym. I literally thought no one would want me. Who would want to learn from me? I didn't look like your typical person. I for fuck sure don't sound like your typical personal trainer. And I just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. So I'm sitting on my couch knowing that a gym job was not going to be my option. But I'm on my computer and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, well, surely to God, somebody on the internet wants to talk about weight loss. So I went to the Weight Watcher message boards and started a little thread called Ask the Trainer. So there are still people in this tribe who met me from Ask the Trainer. And so every day I would make my post and I would not go to bed until every woman was answered. And through that post, I started noticing every woman was asking the same shit every single day. And I was like, well, I'll start a blog. And it was called Logie's Mom, Logie's underscore mom. And I just, on my blog, I decided I was going to write every single day what I was doing that made me successful. And I would make articles for the ladies who were asking me questions in Weight Watchers about weight loss. And I would just, so that I could get to more questions every day faster, I would write these articles and I would link them from that message board to my blog. And then I would tell them, hey, if you want to like get my blog on the regular, get on my email list. It just all made so much sense. I finally felt like I was able to help people because I wasn't like just showing them how to exercise. I was talking to people about their brain and how they were thinking. And so often I would give them advice and I would just tell them about how I was thinking and how my thinking had changed. And I knew that's what I was meant to do. I just knew it. So I looked at Chris one day after I'd been doing this for a couple months and I said, I think I'm going to put a message out on my blog that if people want to work for me, that they can email me and I will write them a plan and talk to them in email every single day. And that's basically how PNP started. I put it out there on Valentine's Day in 2000. I think it was 2000. It was 2005. And the very first person who emailed me, her name was Corinne Wright. If you do not know, my maiden name is Wright. It was like the universe was saying, this is what you're supposed to be doing. So we came up with a name, and it was because I followed this lady who did fat camps, PHAT, and I loved her, and I loved going to her camps because she would challenge me, and I was like, and I'm going to be fit and fat. That's how the name came up, and that's how it all started. And then it just grew. Over the years, we've had people work with me in email. We've had the years where you had to apply and send me pictures of yourself in your best jailbird underwear shots. This was way back in the day, guys. I would never ask you guys ever to do that again. But I wanted to really help women and not just look at them in their underwear. But I knew the reason why I would have them send me pictures is because I knew that they were going to succeed and they would want those pictures one day. Because I didn't have enough before pictures. And one of the biggest regrets of my life is that I chose hiding from the camera versus being in photos. Not so that I can have before pictures now, but so much of my life is just not there in photos. I let my shame keep me from having amazing memories of my life. So that's how PNP started. It just grew over the years. I literally worked with women online. We were, you know, we've been a Yahoo group. We came to Facebook a few years ago. We were 150 strong forever. We didn't really start growing until about two and a half years ago. And then I started the podcast, and the podcast changed everything. The podcast was the thing that really made the difference. So that's how it all started. I appreciate you listening to the story, but it really just started because I just wanted to help other women feel good. I just wanted, like, it's not just about your weight loss. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel like your life is taking off, that you're finally solving that thing that's been holding you back from doing so many amazing things, from being in the pictures, from, you know, from going places and doing things you just never thought you would do. So that's how PNP started. If you have any questions, feel free to ask in the comments. I'm sure some of the OGs in the tribe, the old guard, will get in here and tell you how they got started. And I would be interested to know, how'd you find me? What, you know, how did you come to PNP? Y'all have a good one.